There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, you can. And today is Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday. So you can go and the idea is that you can indulge today because Lent starts tomorrow. So I have to decide whether I'm going to give up. For years, I've given up chocolate for Lent. Maybe I'll do that this year. It used to be a good way to lose 10 pounds. You know, I think I either eat less chocolate or metabolize less well, but it doesn't work quite as well. And some years I feel so sorry for myself that I eat everything else that's not nailed down because I'm not eating chocolate, so that doesn't work all that well. I have to figure it out between now and tomorrow. I'll probably do it, though.
Lose 10 pounds in how long?
40 days.
40 days?
Because, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Lent is 40 days.
Yeah.
Well, and by doing nothing else. I mean, not changing anything else in my routine. I'm trying to get back into working out a little bit more, which is good. And but maybe I'll give up chocolate. Except I think I'm going to a thing this weekend that's got some chocolate tasting to it. So, but I think you're allowed on. I think you get dispensation on Fridays or something. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
You should just do it to test your will.
Well, that's what I do. I mean, I do it partially because I'm always asking listeners to do things that are difficult. And I figure, you know, I basically have a relatively healthy lifestyle. So it's hard to find something to stop doing that is not a very good idea that, you know, that, I mean, I really don't do, I'm really careful. I figure I'm probably going to live a fairly long life. I'm just going to be healthy. So, And one of the justifications for giving up chocolate is because I'm always asking you guys to do something that's difficult, so I should occasionally do it as well. Maybe I'll do it. I've guilted myself into it. Okay, day in history. This fascinates me. You probably know this because you took American history, right? Mm-hmm. It used to be that whoever won the most votes got to be president. Whoever won the second number of votes got to be vice president.
Yep.
Right?
I remember hearing something.
Which is a real problem. Or except maybe it's not. I mean, I remember in American history, it was a real problem because you'd have people of different parties who really didn't want to work together. Duh!
Yeah.
What do we have now? So maybe, at any rate, in 1801, the famous one was Thomas Jefferson and Aaron Burr. Remember Aaron Burr?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The duel is resolved when Jefferson... It was electoral tie. When Jefferson was elected president and Burr vice president by the House of Representatives.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and didn't do too well. Although we certainly remember Thomas Jefferson a lot more affectionately than Aaron Burr. Well, he behaved better. Seems this I started giggling. In 1933, do you know what the Blaine Act was?
I don't.
Ended prohibition.
Okay.
What about my little rant about alcohol? I didn't even know. You know, that was absolutely coincidental.
Mm.
But it seems appropriate.
Yeah.
Because prohibition wasn't the way to go about it. You don't make something that people want legal. You make it expensive.
Right.
Newsweek was first published. Vanguard 2, the weather satellite, was launched to measure cloud cover distribution. I can tell you about some of the classified part of the space program. That 1964, the Supreme Court ruled that congressional districts have to be approximately equal in population. That was a scandal.
Mm.
Basketball Hall of Fame opened in 1968 in Springfield, Massachusetts,
yep.
Where it is now under 40 feet of snow. No, that's not true. But Boston keeps getting just slammed.
Mm.
In 1972, the cumulative sales of the VW Beetle exceeded those of the Ford Model T.
Hmm.
It's kind of, I mean, I guess Model T was the most successful car up to that point.
Hmm.
I guess.
Yeah.
I had a Beetle. Did you ever have a Beetle?
Nope. I've never had I've only owned, in my life, I've only owned two Chevrolet Impalas.
Were they both new?
The first one I got was like a year old.
think the VW Beetle was the only car I've ever owned, I ever bought new, and the transmission melted on it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and it was during a dock strike, so I couldn't get parts for it. So that taught me, first of all, about buying foreign cars, but also about I would never buy a new car again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure I'll ever buy a car again, although who knows. Never say never. And this day in 1974, a disgruntled U.S. Army private, Robert Preston, buzzed the White House in a stolen helicopter.
Wow.
There have been stuff since then where they've gotten... Remember the guy, what, last year who got into the... You know, halfway into the White House?
Yeah.
Very far into the White House, like 100 yards or something to the White House.
I do remember that, yeah.
Yeah. I still like the guy took my spot, so I put the snow back. That somehow, I mean, it's occurred to all of us. It's just I don't think most of us are going to go that far for revenge. Speaking of revenge, I don't know if it opens this week. I know it's up for an Oscar. It's on the short list for the Oscars. It's called Wild Tales, and it's hilarious. It's a story. It's six different directors talking about revenge, which obviously made me think about this. This was in Jamaica Plain, which is in Massachusetts. So I had a marker and spent a long time clearing out this spot. I even made a path from my spot to the sidewalk so I wouldn't have to walk in the streets. According to the mayor, if you shovel out a spot, it's yours for 48 hours after the snow stops. I didn't know this. After that, it's fair game. I didn't even know that. This guy didn't wait 24 hours, so I put all the snow back. I was nice enough to leave the passenger door accessible in case they needed to get in for an emergency, like they left an inhaler inside or something. But I think he's a total creep and got what he deserved. It was blue and yellow Monte Carlo with New York plates. Oh, no. I hope the owner reads this. He put up a poster.
Wow.
He remains anonymous, although you obviously know where he lives.
Right.
Right? All you have to do is follow it. He said he put an old bookshelf in it when he left it February 8th to leave for an evening shift driving for Uber. So his car is pretty important.
Yeah.
New York plates parked in the spot. I lived in Boston for years, and I'm from New England. This was just not a cool move. I'm getting home at midnight, and I had nowhere to park. Monday night, he shoveled all the snow back. I got emails from people who said I should pop the tires. I didn't think that was okay.
Yeah, we don't want anybody slashing or popping tires.
No slashing of tires. Stuff. But, I mean, there is... I mean, it doesn't... But think about being bad enough to shovel all the snow again.
Yeah.
I mean, he could have used the same energy and gotten himself a new place. But, I mean, you do sort of understand. Although, presumably, what he did was he took... He shoveled a new place for himself and took the snow from that and put it back. Isn't that what you'd assume? I don't know. But he said he couldn't find a place, so that may not be the whole story. All right, 855-993-7569. Kathy, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. Good. Happy Mardi Gras.
Yeah. I just had a question for you on your thoughts of giving, and this is about a relationship, about giving a person a second chance.
Okay.
Just have been with this person for over a year and a half, and wasn't always treated or talked to the best. I broke it off and am allowing him to show me that he can be a better person. So I just don't know if that's the right thing to do or... He had his first chance, and, you know, my thinking behind it is from the get-go I should have just been treated.
Well, I mean, part of it, but look, in the scenario as you describe it, he may not have been charming, but you know, I think that even as adults, we kind of test the boundaries, sometimes consciously, sometimes unconsciously. It's probably not the best of us, but it's what we do. And so it may have been that he just had, and I'm just being a little hypothetical here, he may have had a bad day and come home and, or, you know, gone out with you or something and said, you said, Gina, and he said, oh, Kathy, I don't think so or something. And instead of saying, look, if you've had a bad day, don't take it out on me. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and talk about this tomorrow, right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. Kathy, you're on the air. We were talking about second chances and how, you know, at the beginning you can set things up wrong, basically, as gentle a way to point out, as I can mention. You know, mm-hmm. You can just sort of overlook stuff because you think, well, you know, it's... You know, he's a nice guy, or, you know, it's new, or I don't want to be. And so, you know, And I'm not suggesting that it's your fault that he behaved badly, but that sometimes, in you know, that if we look back at our behavior, we understand that we probably should not have tolerated something we tolerated. But I think the question, how long have you been away from this dude at this moment?
Well, we're back together now.
So you are giving him a second chance.
So I am, yeah.
So you really want me to tell you that you're either being a nincompoop or that this is a good idea? Rather than do either, how about if we talked about what are the areas that you feel, or if there's more than one, that you feel that he needs to change his behavior?
Making more time for me, making me feel special.
Okay, let's look at those, because those are both abstractions that he's not going to understand.
Yeah.
Right, so you're going to have to give him, and you don't want to set this up. Let's assume for a moment that you are going into it with as open a heart as you can, and let's assume that he is also as interested as you are in making this work. You're giving him no clues whatsoever, saying more time. You know, what is it specifically that you want from him?
Well, when I travel quite a bit for work.
Okay.
So when I'm gone for 4 days, when I come back, that he's eager and wanting to spend time with me.
All right. Does he know what your schedule is ahead of time?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. So what has he not been doing that?
Yeah. No, he has not.
Okay. So, and what is his, so is does he have any control? The two of you live close to each other?
30 minutes.
Do you go to him, he comes to you?
Both, but I'd say make more of an effort.
Well, no, making more of an effort isn't as helpful as saying that for every time I come to visit you, you need to visit me at least once.
Yeah.
Do you see the difference?
Yeah.
Because one, the two of, I mean, what does making more of an effort mean? I mean, if that means you need to be very specific about what you're asking of him, so he can either say, yeah, of course, or no, I'm not willing to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're going to go through the trouble, it's much, much more difficult to set up, to kind of reconstitute a relationship than it is to set up right the first time, right? So if you're going to go to all that trouble and all that stomach acid, then let's make sure that there's at least a possibility that this will work. So, all right, so what is making more of an effort? And what you're really saying is, I want you to, you know, pick me up at the airport, for example. Or I want you to see me within 24 hours of when I get home. Or I'd like you to come and visit me on the weekends. I mean, and make it up specific. And you might as well ask for what you want. This is not necessarily a time to be reasonable, because you can only always negotiate backward.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, don't give him... You're going to feel like he's not trying, and he's going to feel like no matter what this, it's not good enough the way you have it set up.
Yeah. But, you know, okay, for example, I have been doing that.
You have been doing what? Being specific?
Been asking him, saying, you know, I'm leaving town, I would like to spend Saturday with you.
Okay, and what does he say?
So this past Sunday I said, you know, I'm leaving town for a week, and I'd like you to come by for dinner beforehand, and which she did. But then, you know, after that evening, I had to make a comment about how I was demanding in that way.
And what did you say?
I said, well, I don't find that it's demanding when I'm not...
I would have said, of course it's demanding. You know, I deserve it.
Yeah.
And if this is feels like too much for you, then let's talk about it and let's walk away from each other. Does he want to get back with you?
Yeah.
Okay.
But,
so,
yeah.
Well, but look, don't be so damn defensive.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, you're allowed to be... All right, what has he said about getting back in touch, back with you? What has he said specifically?
He says that, you know, I'm the only one he wants, and he wants a future with me. And I feel that I haven't seen that action. And,
well, but again, be careful. I mean, don't read palm leaves here. What you need to do is, listen, before you set, again, that's why I'm telling you that you should have a very specific list, because you can't keep going back to him and saying, well, I want this and I want this, because he's going to say, no matter what I do, it's not enough. Okay?
Yeah.
So here's the deal here. You need to set it up better than you set it up. You need to go back to him. Before you do that, though, all right, before we set up a comprehensive list, because once you've got that comprehensive list, you're going to have to live with it for a while. You know, you can't keep going back to him, because he'll feel like, as I said, no matter what I do, it's not enough, and yada, yada. All right? So here's the deal. You need to sit down with him and say, look, I'm about to make up a list of what I want from you to make this work. I need you to do the same thing, to set up a list of what you want from me. And if we can, and if you're really serious about wanting to do this, then let's talk about a relationship. I'm not trying to be your mother. I'm not trying to punish you. I don't want to be, you know, the demanding one in this relationship. I want us to look and see that we both feel loved, and that we both feel that this relationship has some place to go, and we're very specific about how we're going to make it work. You need to have the sort of, you know, come to the mountaintop discussion with him before you drop the list. Because if he's wavering on that, then the list makes no difference. And no matter what you do, he's going to squelch on it. And what you want him to do is walk into this with the notion that he is really trying to prove to you that you're the one he wants. And it's that's not clear to you, and it doesn't make any difference if he's not whatever's on your list, because he's just going to try and you know, wiggle through it. So have that meeting, have that discussion first.
Yeah.
Look, if you're really serious about this, then not only do I need to come up with a list, and you should probably have no more than like 5 items on it, all right? Because if you have more than 5, it's just going to sound like she doesn't really want me. But he gets to come up with a list as well. But before you do the list, have the come to the mountaintop meeting that says, are you really serious about this? Because if he is, great. Then it's worth a second chance. If he's not, then it's not. So it's not the chance that's the issue. It's how you set up the chance. So and the two of you have talked about, basically, that this is something he wants, and this is something he's willing to work at. And you may even, before you come up with your list, ask him what he's willing to do. So it's not even you suggesting it; it's him suggesting it. All right. Look, Sam, I know we've just gone over a lot, but if you need to talk with me more, stay. If not, give it a try. All right. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Kathy, who's asking a really important question. Do I give somebody a second chance? And I said, well, you know, it depends on what the second chance is, how specific you can be about it, and how enthusiastic the other person is about getting a second chance. Because it doesn't do any good to offer somebody a second chance who is really phoning it in, right? Because you'll just feel upset, and why go through it? So what I said is, first of all, you should determine how sincere the other person is, of, you know, how... And one of the ways of saying it is, instead of me coming up with a list of what I want from you, why don't you come up with a list, two lists, one of what you want from me, which will make him feel much better, that at least it's not all on his shoulders. And second of all, what he's willing to do differently for you. And by looking at that list of what he's willing to do differently, you'll have some sense, really more than his, you know, his saying, no, I really love you, that he really is serious or not, that he really is tuning in. Now, part of it is you may need to help him a little bit with that. But if he can't come up with anything he's willing to do differently, then I'd walk away and say, look, if you can figure it out at some point, give me a call.
So my other part of my second chance is, which I feel kind of crazy even saying it, is when we worked together, I found some messaging with some girls and flirting messages. And when I, you know, brought it to, told him that I found out and whatnot, he said that he was looking for perfection. And
well, good luck. What is he going to do if she's looking for perfection as well?
Well, yeah, and I said to him, you know, and he said, I realize that there's nobody out there who is perfect. So my feelings towards it is, you know, if I was supposed to be in your life and the love of your life, you shouldn't have been.
Well, no, I wouldn't do that. You know, you know the old joke, I'll tell it to you because it's sort of funny and not. And this is a true story that there was this. This Playboy that was being interviewed, this was about maybe 15 years ago, and he was kind of George Clooney-esque. He was attractive and smart and rich and handsome, and they said to him, how is it that you've never married? And he said, I was looking for the perfect woman. And the journalist said, oh, I guess you didn't find her. And he said, oh, yeah, no, I did, but she was unfortunately looking for the perfect man. And you can share that story with him, but the issue isn't what he was look because guys sometimes when they decide that you're the one will do the little panic thing and start looking for other people. So yeah, I don't think that's either here nor there. The question is not are there other women around. There will always be other women around. The question is, are you the one he wants? And if so, prove it, baby cakes. Prove it by coming up with a list. That you're going to do differently for me, that you're voluntarily doing differently for me. And number two, do it. And if that's so, great. If not, it's been nice knowing you. I think you're a great guy. Have a great life.
Yeah.
But don't get distracted by the irrelevant. And that is irrelevant.
Yeah, I just don't feel good about it.
But look, there have been times where I don't know if during this relationship you flirted with other guys or, you know, a girlfriend had said, look, I'd like you to meet this guy. I don't think that's the issue.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, don't get distracted by the irrelevant.
Okay.
All right? Because, and look, part of it at this moment is you may be unconsciously looking for ways to sort of protect your heart. But your heart's not all that. You can't do that all that easily, right?
Yeah,
it's just not all that feasible.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Listen, figure. But I would be just as cheerful and adorable as possible about it. I would just say. If you're really serious about this, rather than me sort of bossing you around, which I think makes both of us unhappy, come up with a specific list of what you're willing to do for me differently and what you'd like me to do for you differently, and let's look at them.
Yep.
Okay?
All
and
right,
if he says, well, I'm not prepared to do that, say, well, that's okay. You, let me know when you are and have a nice life in the meantime.
Yeah.
All righty?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. Yeah, I mean, look, relationships are tough. And if somebody wants to be in a relationship, then they need to show that they need to be in a relationship. And, you know, it's quite often we end up doing all the heavy lifting. It's not as stupid and cheerful exactly, but it's if you're doing all the heavy lifting in a relationship that should be shared, stop doing all the heavy lifting. Right? There are ways of thinking about it. Alrighty. You know what? If you think about it, Friday was Friday the 13th, right? Mm-hmm. Well, let's see. Was Thursday? Yeah, Thursday was Lincoln's birthday and my father's birthday. Friday was Friday the 13th. Saturday was Valentine's Day. Sunday was kind of, I guess, a bye, except it was unless you like basketball.
It was eventful.
Or Saturday Night Live, yeah.
Yeah.
Monday was President's Day. Today is Mardi Gras. Tomorrow is Ash Wednesday. I mean, this has been a very up to the gills, you know, in celebration and weird stuff.
We haven't had very many blah days. Just we haven't had very many like days.
We need a couple of blah days, I think, don't you?
Yeah, because
we've just been inundated,
we've been bombarded with significant, you know, days of significance.
The significant. We need something insignificant. We need an insignificant other. All right. Speaking of. We want dumb. We want dumb. We want trivial. All right, how about who's your favorite president? And I said, you know, I said it up this way. I said it can't be Lincoln or Washington.
Right.
I probably could have put some. I mean, I'd say who's your favorite obscure president? But that seems kind of mean. Tippecanoe and Tyler too. Do you have a favorite obscure president?
Taft, William Howard Taft.
Why? What's that?
Here's the thing with that too. I remember reading about, you know, a lot of the presidents as a kid.
Yeah.
And I remember reading up on William Howard Taft, and the first thing that I read about him that cracked me up was that he was a graceful dancer.
Yeah.
And that he was a very good tennis player.
And he weighed 300 pounds.
Yeah.
Right?
That's what was so funny to me, because I'm picturing this big guy with his beard and. Like you said, about 300 pounds, and I'm picturing him on the tennis court playing tennis and being good at it, because said he was a good tennis player. So.
Well, I had his name. I will tell you his name, because he is no longer with us. But he was, when I was in San Francisco, he was the news director. He was started out as a reporter, then became news director at KGO. His name was Bruce Kamens, and he was just a lovely man. He was just he was a bit chunky, and he was probably the best dancer I ever danced with. He invited. I don't even think we went as dates. I think he just danced with. I think at the Christmas party you had to show up. They literally took attendance, and I don't think you were allowed to bring a date. And so we ended up dancing at the Christmas party, and you know I just thought he was a sweet guy. I didn't really have much of a crush on him, but he was the best dancer, and he was probably the heaviest guy there. But he was just incredibly graceful and light on his feet, and I just thought he was adorable because he was just such a great dancer.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, he really was. He actually died. It's kind of an interesting story. He died fairly young of prostate cancer, and he married a woman that he didn't know very well, who had some physical problems, I think, because he had a very good pension, and he decided that that would, you know, that she would get his pension, and she had some physical problems. And I thought that was a very Bruce kind of thing to do. So he married her, because that way, I don't even, you know, I don't know very much more about it than that, but I know that that's why he did it, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yep. So there, that's what I would tell you. All right, so you liked him. I liked Truman. I just thought he was a down-to-earth kind of guy, I just thought, as a kid, I just thought he was kind of cool, a haberdasher, you know. But he was not from the East. He was not an intellectual. And then my parents were diehard Democrats, so they liked Adlai Stevenson. But as I've grown older, I think Eisenhower is one of the underrated presidents. I think he was much smarter than people gave him credit for. Because he was a warrior, because he was a soldier, I think people viewed him as a lightweight. And he was the one who said, beware the military-industrial complex. He foretold terrorism as being a major issue, as opposed to nationalism. So he was really, I think, prescient. He was a much better president than people give him credit for.
Cool.
All right, 855-993-7569. And as always, you're allowed to call and talk with us about anything that's on your mind, whether it's presidential, whether it's Mardi Gras-esque. I don't even know what that means. Or whatever else. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Tim Austin, Senior Vice President of Kmart. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year. That's why Kmart is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Are we talking in honor of President's kind of week, President's month? Because, as you know, President's Day in 1971 was switched to the third Monday in February. And while there are four presidents that have February birthdays, President's Day, by definition, falls on none of them. Now, we may have a president who's born in February in the coming years. I mean, the chances are, what, about 8%. right? that even though 15% of all birthdays are in October, so it's actually less than 8%. It's probably about 6%.
I'm probably going to look up some of the potential candidates in the next election to see if any of them have
and make sure you vote for one that's not in February. Because by definition, it has to be the third Monday. So the earliest it could be is the 15th, right? Which means we've already missed Lincoln. Mm-hmm. And the latest it could be is the 22nd, or the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
22nd would be the 4th. So Lincoln's birthday is obviously the 12th. Washington's birthday is the 22nd. So it has to fall between those two. It could never fall. And, you know, I think at the time that was probably intentional. Maybe not. Who knows? It may not have been. It, as I said, it's kind of calendar Sudoku. All right. So we both like teas. Manny likes Taft. I like Truman. Let's see what other people have liked.
I'll start with Doug. Doug says Ronald Reagan because he helped topple communism.
Okay.
Sheila says Bill Clinton because the economy was booming and I lived well.
There you go.
Marie says Ronald Reagan for many reasons, but mainly because he surrounded himself with very smart and capable people who were for this country.
Okay.
Alyssa says FDR. He put forth so many amazing programs.
Okay.
Pearl says Barack Obama because he cares about all Americans.
Okay.
Beth says Dwight Eisenhower. I think you mentioned Eisenhower, right?
Did she give a reason why?
No, she didn't. But I think you had mentioned Eisenhower, right, in the last segment.
Yeah. I just think he was kind of under, you know, he was underappreciated at the time. He was viewed as kind of not real bright.
Linda says Ronald Reagan for all the all for the best for the people.
You know that Reagan was a registered Democrat at one point, and I think he's one of the presidents who had never voted.
Really?
Yeah.
That I did not know.
Huh. Yeah.
Marion says I just got caught up on watching the Roosevelts. I've always liked Teddy because he started the national parks. But I gain even more respect for Franklin. He led this country out of the Depression, began programs to help people that still exist, like Social Security and FDIC,
yep.
and led the U.S. to win World War II. He did this all from a wheelchair.
Yep.
Sue Ellen says Ronald Reagan because he brought the hostages home and he made us feel proud to be Americans. Peg says it used to be President Kennedy, starting with fifth grade, the year he was shot. But the more I learned of his unfaithfulness to Jackie, the less respect I had for him. So now my favorite is President Obama, not necessarily as a president, but as a person. I think he's a wonderful person, fantastic husband, and terrific, dependable, and fun father. That's just my opinion. Anyone I tell that to will tell me, oh, but he did blah, blah, blah as president, and he's a horrible leader for our country. Tell me you didn't vote for him, did you? End quote.
Well, but it's interesting that as you go through it, what you're saying is, I'm not really saying that he's my favorite president for his politics. Mm-hmm. He's my favorite president for his morality. I think, if you think about it, Jimmy Carter was probably the most moral president we've had in the last, I don't know, 75 years. But he's also one of the least effective. Now, that doesn't necessarily mean that those two go hand in hand, but that I think her point is that you can evaluate presidents on different levels. And, I mean, part of what happened, I think, with Kennedy is that the press was much more, I was going to say discreet, but I think it's probably circumspect, that there was just sort of an understanding that, that we're not going to talk about this. That Eisenhower had a mistress, FDR apparently had a mistress, it certainly was not an unheard of phenomenon. It just was untalked about, and it was unknown by the population at large. And part of it was the idea that, all right, we're going to keep the presidency as pristine as possible. Certainly presidents having mistresses is not an unknown phenomenon. It's just, I think, that Kennedy was the first one that was really busted so publicly.
one person says,
which please don't misunderstand. I'm not saying it's okay because I don't think it is okay.
Right. Let's see. One person says Richard Nixon because he was forced to resign for his misconduct.
And that's why he's your favorite?
I think so.
Is that our tongue-in-cheek person?
I think so.
I think our tongue-in-cheek person needs more attention or something. We have to stop giving him attention for negative behavior.
Anna says, God bless America. Ronald Reagan, a leader to be proud of. Margaret says Truman. He went from no knowledge of the Manhattan Project to deciding to drop the bomb on a short amount of time. That's such a turning point in world history.
Yeah, I think he was really one of the first at, you know, the buck stops here. That, I mean, think about doing that horrible kind of decision that you make. There's a play about Golda Meir who has the same decision to make, and at the made, believe it or not, the same decision. And then the situation changed so she could back off of it. But it was absolutely the same situation. I mean, it's one of those things that would keep you awake nights. I mean, thank you very much. I don't really want that job under any circumstances. No, anyway.
Me neither. We have one person that says George W. Bush because he gave us endless material in the moronic president department.
Well, I'm one of the favorite presidents because there are more jokes about me than anybody else. I don't know that that's exactly what people want, but there you go.
Dina says, just a couple more here. Dina says, Ronald Reagan, he was truly proud to be an American. Obama could use a good lesson from him. Gail says, Jimmy Carter, because he's my hero and cares about justice and the poor. And is still out there making a difference.
Well, as I said, I think he was by far and away the most moral president we've ever had. But it was also not very effective. It may be that you need somebody kind of vaguely sleazy in that office to be able to deal with the sleazes.
Mm-hmm. And then we just got a couple more to wrap it up. That's it. Barack Obama. So there we go.
Okay. Well, so we got any more or is that it?
That is it. That's what we
Yay. Got. All right. So it sounds like Reagan was the most popular. But you guys did a great job about coming up with alternatives other than Lincoln and Washington. So gold stars all the way around or Mardi Gras beads. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.